Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
I am Marshall Brain with today's question. What is proton therapy and how does it work? Imagine that you were to be diagnosed with something like breast cancer, brain cancer, or prostate cancer. Up until now, your options have been fairly limited and fairly uncomfortable. The most common first line of attack is surgery. A surgeon cuts out the tumor as best he or she can. In the case of breast, brain, and prostate cancer, this approach can be fairly problematic. In the case of breast cancer, a woman may lose one or both of her breasts. In the case of brain cancer, parts of the brain can be damaged in the process of getting to the tumor, or the tumor may not be accessible at all. In prostate cancer, the patient is often left incontinent and impotent. Surgery is usually followed by chemotherapy to kill any remaining cancer cells. Chemotherapy is a drug cocktail that is, in essence, poison. The poison kills the cancer cells by targeting cells that reproduce rapidly. The side effect is that other cells in the body that happen to reproduce rapidly, like hair follicles and the cells lining the stomach, often suffer as well. This explains the hair loss and nausea that often accompanies chemotherapy. Another possibility is X-ray therapy, where multiple beams of X-rays penetrate the body and intersect at the tumor. The tumor receives a high enough dose of X-rays to damage the cancerous DNA and kill the cancer cells. But there can be collateral damage at the places where the X-ray beams enter the body and overshoot the tumor. Healthy tissue near a tumor often gets damaged as well. There are other therapies, including bits of radioactive material, commonly called seeds, embedded in and around the tumor in the hope of killing the tumor with nuclear radiation, various new and experimental drugs targeting things like tumor blood supply, and so on. Most of the techniques in use today have side effects that can be quite unfortunate for the patient. This is why so many people are getting excited about proton therapy. The idea here is to use protons, which have been accelerated to near light speed in a particle accelerator, to kill cancer tumors. The advantage of proton therapy is a good success rate with a low incidence of side effects. So what is a proton? If you think of a hydrogen atom, the proton is the subatomic particle at the core of the atom. A normal hydrogen atom has an electron orbiting that proton. By stripping off the electron and leaving behind a bare hydrogen nucleus, you have a proton that can be used for proton therapy. Protons are so small that they can fly through the body doing very little damage, but they do slow down as they make their way through tissue. Eventually, the protons come to a stop. At or near the stopping point, protons strip electrons off of nearby atoms, changing important molecules in the process. If a doctor delivers enough protons to a tumor, cells inside the tumor die because of this electron activity. Some doctors describe protons as acting like a firecracker, avoiding damage to tissue surrounding the tumor but exploding inside the tumor. The reason is that protons do damage when they come to rest. So if they come to rest inside the tumor is the only thing that gets significant damage from the protons. The depth that the protons penetrate into the body can be controlled by their speed. Compared to X-ray therapy, there is no exit dose that can harm healthy tissue beyond the tumor, and there's only a very small entry dose. The two big problems with proton therapy right now are the fact that it is so new and the cost. There are only a handful of proton therapy facilities in the United States at the moment, and these facilities are incredibly expensive, costing hundreds of millions of dollars to build. The cost is coming from the need for a complete, highly sophisticated particle accelerator at each facility. The particle accelerator creates the protons and then accelerates them to the precise speed needed to reach the tumor. Another problem is the high number of visits. A typical prostate cancer tumor might require 40 daily visits to a proton therapy facility over the course of 2 months. Unless you happen to live in the rare city that has a facility, this means a long daily commute or a 2-month hotel stay, along with the cost of the 40 sessions, which can rise into the tens of thousands of dollars. The hope is that technological advances will lower the cost of new facilities, making the treatment much more accessible and less expensive. If that happens, it could open a new era in cancer treatment.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And don't forget to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. You can also follow BrainStuff on Facebook or Twitter at BrainStuffHSW. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.